is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Oakland. My first experience with Oakland was when Reggie Jackson hit home runs for Oakland and kept winning the national champ, the American Championship, and then the World Series. And now my experience with Oakland is that in the Bay Area, it is not as dire in the news as San Francisco, but it's in poor shape. I read recently about crime in Oakland and the disputes with the police department. However, I learned from Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution, a research fellow, that the story of Oakland and professional athletic teams tells a much harder story about the future of the city and of how athletics works, how big-time athletes work to keep a region vital or not. Bill, a very good evening to you. The Oakland Athletics, called affectionately the Oakland A's, are looking to leave Oakland. Is that confirmed or is that just back and forth with the city? Good evening to you.
It's not confirmed, John, but it's more than likely now because the state of Nevada has put money behind building a new ballpark in Las Vegas. And there is no discernible person in the Bay Area stepping in to buy the franchise. The city government and the team and local leaders can't come to any kind of solution for a stadium. And so the A's are probably headed off to Las Vegas around 2027 or so.
I have seen photographs recently of the A's home games, and they're not well attended. I puzzle about that because a big part of the income of any baseball team is the television rights, not the people paying the tickets. I think also luxury boxes are a big part of their income. So is that why the Oakland A's want to leave? This is a storied franchise.
It is a storied franchise, John. It's worth noting, by the way, that the Oakland A's in your youth were the Kansas City Athletics, and before that they were the Philadelphia Athletics with Connie Mack. And each time they left those towns because, why, the team was languishing on the field and it was getting crushed at the box office, and it is right now in Oakland. So there's a pattern here. But the A's suffer, John, on several fronts. First of all, attendance, as you mentioned. They sometimes draw a good crowd of maybe 20 to 25,000 when a prominent East Coast team comes in. The Philadelphia Phillies were in last week. They drew about 24,000 for a couple of games. They will come close to selling out when, of course, the Yankees come to town, because where the Yankees travel, fans follow. But otherwise, John, a lot of their games are just really awful. 5,000-6,000 people in the stands at the most. So problem number one is they don't draw. Problem number two, John, is fans don't want to come and park because the stadium is in horrendous shape. The Oakland Athletics Coliseum goes back to the mid-1960s. It used to be kind of a beautiful open-air stadium with the view of the with the Oakland Hills. Al Davis, the late owner of the Oakland Raiders, came in and put it in an upper deck of the stadium, so it's now kind of a monstrosity. It has water when it rains backing up inside of it. It has a herd of feral cats running around in the visitor's press office. There are raccoons. I mean, it's just almost comically bad. And so it's a dilapidated stadium as well, John. And then thirdly, it's just the team on the field. It has the lowest payroll in baseball. To the extent it'll cultivate stars, it'll probably trade them off. And so there's just really nothing to draw here. And then on top of that, John, I'll end the soliloquy here, there is a team across the bay called the Giants. And the Giants have won three World Series over the past 10 decades, over the past decade plus. They have a good team. It's on a roll right now. They've won like 10 games, playing in a very nice new ballpark built in the late 1990s. And so if you are a discernible baseball fan, you want to decide where to spend your money, in Oakland or San Francisco, it's cheaper to go over to Oakland, but you have a better product in San Francisco. And so the A's, on top of the other problems, John, they just get hit hard by the market.
You report in your column in California on Your Mind that San Francisco also wanted the Giants to stay. And there was a good conversation back and forth, tax breaks, et cetera. Did that conversation not take place in Oakland?
No, it hasn't taken place in Oakland. So the Giants in the 1990s were all poised to move to Tampa Bay, home now of the Tampa Bay Rays. There actually was a deal to sell the team, and then the National League owners blocked the sale. That's one of the impediments facing the A's. It's possible that the owners could block the move to Las Vegas because the Bay Area is a top 10 media market. And I think, John, Las Vegas is something like 40th in terms of media. But the Giants got help from the city with some tax breaks, so they did privately finance their stadium. You're not seeing much in the way of tax breaks coming from the state or local government. There was talk about money coming in a federal stimulus bill for Oakland that didn't materialize. And so the A's, in addition to having problems on the field, John, they don't have a lot of friends in high places. And so they're, again, just this poor team stuck in sports limbo.
The move to Las Vegas, however, is not all smooth. You report that the owners of the other teams have yet to vouchsafe this move. Why, Bill?
Well, it gets back to money, John, as you mentioned, TV contracts. The New York Yankees, Los Angeles Dodgers tend to dominate on the field, not just because they have history, not because they have good attendance, if you will. They have these incredible lucrative contracts from TV, these cable deals. So that allows the team to just do a lot of creative financing things, especially the Dodgers, who I think have the most lucrative deal in baseball. If the A's go to Las Vegas, John, they're not going to have a very good broadcast deal, if you will. They'll do well in terms of attendance, but they won't do well in terms of broadcasting money, and so the team's going to be stuck for revenue. And what that will mean? That'll mean that Major League Baseball will have to look into further revenue sharing with the A's, because baseball has this deal where the haves give to the have-nots. They share the revenue. I think that just baseball doesn't want a waif, a cripple, if you will, in its lineup. But the problem is that just the A's don't have a solution right now in Oakland. That is, they cannot build a stadium. They've looked at various times, John, at moving to San Jose, but the Giants blocked that under what's called territorial rights. They looked at moving to Fremont, which is south of Oakland. It's known mostly as being an auto mall center, not very glamorous. Now they have tried this ballpark in what's called Howard Terminal, John, which is where container ships in Oakland are, and they had to go through all kinds of environmental hoops and regulations, threats of lawsuits. They couldn't get that to happen. So nobody has an answer for them to build a stadium.
The Oakland story, Bill, I want to make sure I'm remembering the right thing. It's a troubled city, quite apart from the stadium. As you said, it's run down. Yeah. The whole city is troubled either by crime or insufficient revenue or people moving out or all of the above. Is that correct?
It is, John. The question in Oakland at this hour, I mean, Oakland's always suffered in this kind of second city complex. Gertrude Stein famously snidely remarked the problem with Oakland is there's no there. Ouch. The problem with Oakland right now, there's a problem with crime. There's a problem with schools. There's a problem with revenue. And the question, John, and you hear us talk about San Francisco all the time, and San Francisco being in a so-called doom loop in terms of its revenue, its finances, its economy. And the question now is Oakland stuck in the same doom loop? And again, if you're Major League Baseball, you might be thinking, do I want a team to be stuck in a city that just has these serious long-term problems? So again, just, you know, poor Oakland. It's a sad story, John, because you mentioned, you know, you first caught on to them back in the 1970s when they had, you know, Reggie Jackson and all these kind of crazy characters, and they were a dynasty in the 1970s. They came back into life in the 1990s with the Bash Brothers, Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire, the introduction of steroids to baseball, honestly enough. So they have had past glory on the field there, but this team is just kind of a shadow of that former self, and then playing in that awful ballpark, it's just watching a very, very sad tragedy.
Does Oakland want them to stay? 30 seconds, Bill. Does it appeal to them to stay?
It appeals to the local fan base. Obviously, we're passionate because they've been with this team for almost 60 years now. It's a matter of civic pride. You don't want to lose a local sports franchise. And also, John, the city already has plenty of black guys. It's lost its professional football team. It's lost its professional it's a basketball team. It lost its pro hockey team a couple decades back. It doesn't want a fourth time loss. And so I think the only city in America that could lose four major franchises.
Bill Whalen for the Hoover Institution, writing California on Your Mind. I'm John Batchelor.